Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Tamar Yonah Show here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Well, today we're going to be jumping all over the news board from Jews in America needing to make Aliyah before it's too late, and we're going to explain why. Also, your children, should they be vaccinated or not against the coronavirus with a vaccine that's new on the market? We don't know. We don't have a lot of data on possible side effects or harm or how effective it is even. We're going to be talking about politics here in Israel if we get a chance to as well. And just about anything else that our guest is going to be coming on the show to talk about. That's going to be Alan Silver. And he's been on my show many, many times. He's a really, really amazing person who's not afraid to post stories that don't necessarily make the mainstream media. None of this is conspiracy at all. It's just things that the media is not really interested in, or even can't show because of it's some of the videos and pictures he posts are just too gruesome that mainstream media can't post images like these because it's just too dramatic, too sensitive. So we're going to be speaking with Alan Silver during the show today. He's going to be talking about some of these topics. And you can call in as well if you have any comments or questions on the topics that we're talking about. I want to take this time left that we have about another 60 seconds just to thank all of the people who help to support Israel News Talk Radio. I'm going to read out some of the names that are on Israel News Talk Radio's Wall of Fame. And when you make a donation to Israel News Talk Radio, a monthly donation, or whether you are making a larger one-time donation, you can get your name up on there. Also, I want to thank again, I'll just go through the middle of the page here, Malka Ruth Jano, and I'm even going to read their last names because they're posted here, and they're real people. This is not anything made up. Stuart Ostrov, Dimitri Amberg, Mary L. Olson, Oswald Alvarez, Robert Dugal, Joseph Sunshine, David Simmons, Antonio Zephyr, Crystal Geis, Hi Supporta, even in memory of someone you can do. We'll be right back, everybody.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
All right, we are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And as I said in the beginning of the show, we are going to be jumping around the news with completely different news stories. But I first wanted to start out with something that someone sent me on Facebook. Very interesting. And that is that there are a lot of anti-Semitic groups in the diaspora, let's just focus on what's happening here in these news articles that I have. And that is that they are trying to stop, and they are succeeding in stopping the Israeli Zim vessels. These are ships that bring containers of goods to the ports to load and unload. And the Zim, Z-I-M, is a shipping company that is Israeli. Many people use this company, by the way, when they make Aliyah, when they move to Israel, they will sell their house and they'll pack up their furniture that they want to take with them to Israel and anything else that they want to take to Israel. And they will ship it to Israel. Now, if you're living, let's say, in the San Francisco Bay Area and you want to ship your belongings to Israel, you're going to pack it up, and then perhaps you're going to take Zim. And now you may find that you won't be able to do that because Zim boats are being targeted, or I should say ships. Here's just two headlines recently. Seattle community demands apartheid proliferating Israeli Zim vessel leave the port of Seattle. And another one that says, another headline that says, let me get to that article, sorry. Pro-Palestine ship blockade is the latest chapter in the Port of Oakland's activist history. With the support of unionized longshore workers, Bay Area activists prevented an Israeli-operated cargo ship from unloading. And that's from OaklandSide.org. All right, so what are we seeing here? We are seeing something very disturbing, that if an Israeli Zim ship that is coming to unload its cargo into the San Francisco Bay Area, they're prevented from doing it, that means that if they can't unload, they can't load over there. So anybody making Aliyah, would seem to me, wouldn't be able to bring their things over. And what if this does proliferate? What if these anti-Zionist, anti-Semitic, anti-Jew organizations put enough pressure on other ports and port workers to refuse to unload or load ships that come from Israel? This is very worrying to me. Right now, any Jew that wants to make Aliyah in the United States, that applies for it and is accepted and wants to bring their things, can do so. But what happens if it comes to a point where you've been accepted to make Aliyah and you want to bring your grandmother's bureau, your grandmother's painting, or your parents, or something that you bought that you love your couch, you love your bed, whatever it is that you want to bring, and you can't bring it now because it's too expensive to ships, transport someplace else to get on a ship where a port is not boycotting Israeli ships. What's going to happen if it gets to a point like that? Right now, God is giving us the opportunity to bring our riches with us, all the blessings that he's blessed us with, to bring it here to Israel and settle in with things that we're comfortable with, things that we love. But what if it happens if it comes to a point where you can't do that anymore? Like so many times in history when Jews had to run out of countries with just the shirts on their backs. We don't want to get to a point like that. And let me just read a little bit from this article here, and then we're going to introduce our guest. It says here, this is from OaklandSide.org, with the support of unionized longshore workers, Bay Area activists prevented an Israeli-operated cargo ship from unloading. And I'm skipping in the article. They're interviewing people, and they're saying the Arab Resource and Organizing Center organized a protest, and members of at least 25 local organizations, including Critical Resistance, Queers Undermining Israeli Terror, these are different groups, and Jewish Voice for Peace Bay Area, showed up in support. So you've even got Jews who are very left-wing, and anti-Israel, crazy stuff, coming in and boycotting and working against Israel and Jews. They continue here and saying, truck drivers honked in approval as protesters waved Palestine flags and held signs criticizing the Israeli government. The ship was forced to sail away from the port of Oakland and out of San Francisco Bay. All right, with no more further ado, let's say hello to Alan Silver. You may know him from the social media as A Silver News, the news that the world is not told. Alan is an activist on the social media. Even so, he's been banned by Facebook for being a conservative voice and thinker. He has since opened up WhatsApp groups and sends his news out to his groups there. He believes in truth, transparency, democracy, and Israel as being a light unto the nations. Welcome to the show, Alan Silver.
Hi, good morning to Mark. Good morning to everybody else out there.
Well, good morning to you. So I want to ask you, you know, you are following news and you see what's happening. You see all of the anti-Semitism taking place. You show the videos in your groups of Jews, you know, walking down the streets of New York City where there's a very large segment of society that are Jewish. It's not like they're so minority that that they're easily picked on. And yet they're being shoved around, beaten up, picked on. It would look like Nazi, you know, pre-Nazi Germany in the late 1930s. What do you have to say?
Well, it upsets me often when I post pictures, not pictures, videos of people walking past ultra-Orthodox Jews that may have their strival, which is the traditional hat of fur hat on the head, and you get someone walking past and just, well, because he wants to, because he feels like it, knocks the hat off the chap's head, gives the chap a push for no reason whatsoever, just a purely, maybe because it's also part of the crime wave where in New York people can get away with it, but definitely targeting Jewish people that are clearly Jewish. Anybody that's dressed in traditional Jewish garb, dress, is being attacked, and it's happening on a daily basis now. Not once in a while, but every single day I get videos of Jews, proper traditional Jews being attacked. And it's not only in New York, it's also in Florida and other places. It's really a worrying situation, but because of the lawlessness, the people are doing it because they think they can get away with it. And but we definitely are a target, ourselves, and also, unfortunately, the Chinese, or well, not Chinese, the Asian-looking people as well are being targeted. And but we're definitely a clear target. There was also a report over Shabbat that a shot was fired at a synagogue, and a bullet was found in the synagogue on closer inspection. Luckily, nobody was there at that time, but the police are investigating that incident as well. It was in New York, and it's definitely a worrying situation that if it's not checked as soon as possible, which it doesn't seem to be, it's only going to get worse. And so we have to know. I mean, the answer, obviously, is Aliyah, to come to Eretz Yisrael. Here in Eretz Yisrael, you're at home, and it's about time. You know, we're being told by the nations of the world, your place is Israel, go there. Yet they don't want you to be here either. But anyway, they're forcing us to make a decision to go home. And it's worrying. It's worrying because one wants to do it in a free choice situation, as you mentioned. Pack your bags and go. Not just take the first plane out and escape with your lives, as many people had to do in the past, and run for your lives. We're in not an easy situation. Not an easy situation.
You know, a lot of people, I think, believe that, you know, this will pass over. If I just keep my head low, I can dodge the anti-Semitism. But really, if we want to be rational and we want to be mature and we want to be intelligent about what's happening, just look at history. And the Jewish people have never been able to beat anti-Semitism. There are just too many anti-Semites. There's only about 14 million Jews in the world, plus minus. We can't win. We can't win. Statistically, it's impossible. And we look at history, it's impossible. We saw what happened in Spain, in England, in Germany, in other places around the world. We have never been able to beat anti-Semitism. And those who got out in time were the ones who survived, and survived better, because they were able to leave by being able to sell their homes and take out their money. Soon it could come to a point where the United States will say that we're not letting people take money out of the United States anymore. You know, you made your money here, it's going to stay here. And that's not something that's never been done before. South Africa had the same thing, where people weren't allowed to take their money out. So what are you going to do if you sell your house and then you can't take that money and purchase something here in Israel? Right now, you still can. But are you going to wait until it's too late? So really, Jews need to look at history, wake up, and move now before it's too late, as we said. All right, the music is on. We are going to a break. When we get back, we're going to be talking more about the news. Our guest is Alan Silver. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together, we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, we are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, and our guest is Alan Silver from A Silver News, and we were talking about some stories that have been posted about groups that are an activist that prevented an Israeli-operated cargo ship called Zim from unloading in the Oakland port, and it was forced to leave the San Francisco Bay. They could not unload their cargo. And if they can't unload, they can't load. and this is a very, concerning situation. I want to remind everybody here that in this article, it says that this was an organized protest and members of at least 25 local organizations were protesting. That's not just one group, but two groups, three groups, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 20. Come on. When are you going to wake up? When it's 50 groups? You know, if at 25 they're already succeeding, then what difference does it make how many groups? They've already succeeded, and then the ship was forced to turn away. And as I was mentioning last time, it could be that if you wait too long to make Aliyah, you will not be able to take your money out of the country. Countries are hurting from corona, from irresponsible spending, inflation that's going on in the United States and other countries as well, but especially in the United States. And our guest, Alan Silver, is from South Africa himself, and he knows when he can tell you himself about how South Africa was not letting people take their money out of the country. Alan.
Yes, it was a horrifying situation when we were under pressure to leave South Africa with our suits on our back, basically. They did allow us to take our containers of goods, but money was definitely not allowed to be taken. All the money and all the savings you had for all the years working for your final day of going on pension, it all had to be left behind. And it's almost like starting again. And it's, one should really do a good cheshbon nefesh, think about the situation. If you've got somebody to contribute to society, come to Israel. Start from the beginning, start early. There's plenty of opportunity here. The opportunities are endless in every single field in this country. And we saw in the Russian Aliyah, when the Russians came to live in Israel, the doctors came and worked as street sweepers, but everything in this country is looked upon as an honorable job. There's nothing as an honorable job or as people overseas look upon a street sweeper as a, as a down job. Today you can walk in the street, speak to the street sweeper, and you can talk about anything in the world, politics, and he'll give you solutions. This is the whole funny thing about it. Everybody is got what to contribute here. And I would encourage anybody that's young that can do a course, maybe in your local country where you will be, or you can come here and do it here. You can definitely contribute to the country. You'll be looked after. There's definitely a future here. And but I'd like to just bring up one other fact tomorrow. And that
please.
Is, when these anti-Semitic organizations and people that hate Israel, hate Jews, why don't they put their foot where their mouth is? And that is, why don't they just boycott all of Israel, all Israel things? And when they start looking at things that they may need, like the medical fields, a lot of the medical advancement is Israeli today in the whole world. A lot of an advancement of technology is Israeli today. Let them boycott them. You'll find that your cell phone may disappear because part
those of are inconvenient facts that they want to ignore. So, and we see the world is very hypocritical. They don't need a reason.
Absolutely.
They don't need to make sense. And anti-Semitism doesn't make sense. But I think that the point here is that people, the Jewish people, need to wake up, look at history. I mean, I've heard it explained before that if you had in your family a history of a precondition of some deadly disease or some serious disease, you would say, wow, I have to stay away from this, or I have to be doing this in my life style in order to prevent getting this type of cancer, because I know that my family is prone to this type of cancer. And you would be doing checkups and you'd be doing everything you can in order to cut it off and be ahead of the game. But when it comes to anti-Semitism and Jews running for their lives and making a better future and a safer future for themselves and their children and their future generations, they're blind. They're blind to it. They keep thinking, well, it'll pass, or I'll just keep my head down, or nobody needs to know that I'm Jewish. You know, I can try to hide it, whatever. But this has never been successful.
No, it's always, and whenever a country has turned upon its Jews, that's been the start of the collapse of the country. Go throughout history, when the countries have started to turn on the Jews, that country collapsed, and it wasn't long afterwards. And it's a problem. It's a danger, because what we see now, it's what's happening in America as well. They're actually turning on the Jews as well. Even congressmen and senators are now anti-Jewish and anti-Israeli, and there's no difference between anti-Jewish and anti-Israeli. Then it could be the start of the end of America as we know. And I see a not good future at the moment for America anyway. They've adopted agendas which are horribly, horribly anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish as well, and it's becoming part of the government. And once that happens and it's getting stronger and stronger, and the Jews are getting quieter and quieter, even the Jewish senators and Jewish House representatives and the people that are behind them are getting quieter and quieter. It's a problem, and we have to watch it and see what's going on. I'm worried for the people in the diaspora, the Jewish people in the diaspora. But I'm also, we have to look out. Also, we've got wonderful, wonderful people that are not Jews out there in the world that are supporters of Israel and supporters of the Jewish cause and love us. And you should know that I want to tell you right now that I love you guys too as well. The Noachite people, the people that support Israel that are not Jews, we love you as well. And I would do anything for them as well that is possibly to help them be successful in whatever they do. Really, thank you guys out there that are not Jews and are supporting us and supporting Israel. And in fact, we've got the boycotts throughout the world. We've got a new thing called boycott, which means go out and buy Israeli products. Go and help and actively be counted in this mission of keeping Israel alive and well. Go out and buy Israeli products if you can't come here. It's as important as it could be a visit to this country, I would say, for the people that are not able to come to visit. Buy Israeli products, and also support your local Jewish merchant as well. It would be great, a great way of building things up again.
So I want to read here a news headline from 1936 in Germany before the Nazis were rounding up Jews and killing us. It says, as Jew hatred boils over in Berlin, where is the mayor? And it says here, not a word of support to the Jews in Berlin that are in fear of their lives, nor is there any encouraging of tough sentences for hate crimes against Jews. This was a warning sign. Now, I want to say something here. I just lied to you on the air. This headline that I just read out was not from 1936 in Germany. I changed the date and I changed the locations. The headline today is, as Jew hatred boils over in New York, where is AG Letitia James? Not a word of support to New York Jews in fear of their lives, nor on encouraging pursuance of tough sentences for hate crimes against Jews. So let's take that. You know, if when I read it to you in 1936, you were probably thinking, why didn't the Jews wake up? What, we have a headline like this. Here the mayor of the city isn't even protecting them. So now I change a little bit of the details, and now I read you the true story, and people are oblivious. They're blind. That's not happening here.
If in humanity, but especially us Jewish people, if we can't learn from history, then you've lost it. You've lost it. And if we haven't learned, history tends to repeat itself. And so there's danger. There's definitely a clear danger. We have to keep our eyes open and keep thinking and think. And if we can, think positively. And a positive way of doing it would be coming to Eretz Israel, to Israel, coming to Livia. And as I said, there's a place for everybody here. Yeah? There's nobody starving in the street here. There's nobody. I think it's one of the most happiest countries in the world. Everybody's smiling. When you see people in need, people rush to help.
Okay, we got to stop the music, son. So sorry. We're going to be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Walter Bingham. If you want to hear the news behind the news and the true perspective on world affairs, then the Walter Bingham File is the program for you. We bring you interviews with the movers and shakers, political commentaries, and on-the-spot reports of events as they happen. All here every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Israel time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And it's all archived on our website. Make it a date.
All right, we are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Our guest, Alan Silver, A Silver News. We are talking about Aliyah, about anti-Semitism that's happening today in the United States and other places as well. It's time to come home. And I just want to give out a website for everybody. If you want to look more into Aliyah, just look. Just check out your options. Go to www.nbn, like November Boy November, nbn.org.il. If you didn't get the address, email me tomorrow at israelnewstalkradio.com, and I will send you a link to that site. Check it out, about job opportunities, about other people who've made Aliyah, about communities here, about everything you want to know about Aliyah. It's all there, and you can even start filling out a form. All right, so Alan, we want to change our focus now. We want to look at something else that's going on. There's a movement by the powers that be around the world that they want to vaccinate people, and not just vaccinate people against the coronavirus, but they want to. They're now pushing it on children between the age, I believe, of 12 to 15 years old. It might have even changed since then. What do you have to say about it?
I'm really disappointed in that situation because the vaccination has been to try and stop it And in actual fact, the vaccine has turned out to be the one that avoids the older and the vulnerable to be protected to a large extent from the serious side of corona. But children have no effect whatsoever. Children do get a little bit sick, get a little bit flu, a little bit of a cold, and they recover. There's no danger for children. And now the figures are coming out on vaccinations. I know of two cases now recently that two 12-year-old kids died 2 days after getting the vaccine. If you watch a Fox program called Tucker Carlson, he's brought out many times now that there are definite figures showing that the vaccine is affecting children, younger people, very badly. There's been a 25 times, not 25% rise, 25 times multiples of people that are having heart problems and with blood clots throughout the brain and the heart and other places in the body that can seriously affect a person's life. There's been a tremendous increase in it, in the figures, and in fact, Germany has now taken those figures and stopped vaccinating children. I don't know why anybody else in the world. There are more people, more kids have been damaged and affected by the vaccine than the people have been than the same age group been affected by the COVID. There's been no deaths of COVID. If I haven't heard any, maybe one or two out of the billions in the world, but I've heard physically, and I've got the documented evidence, at least two, and I'm sure there's much more out there, that have died after getting the vaccine because it's affecting the young children. Not well.
Yeah, they just had a report on the news also that it also can affect, God forbid, a person's immune system for the future. So you have to be very careful. People need to, I have to say this because I have to be responsible in saying that people should discuss this with their medical practitioner, their doctor, and do research and then make up their own minds. Because we really don't have a lot of data yet on this shot that they're giving people, and especially kids right now. And once you get the shot, some are saying that it's impossible to backtrack on it. So if kids are not being affected detrimentally by getting corona, what is the reason? You know, it's like how many people die from chickenpox, you know, but they're giving out chickenpox vaccinations. I got the chickenpox when I was a kid. You get it. You get immunities. It lasts usually your whole life, and we're okay. So something that is not proven yet, we don't have enough data on, I would be very, very careful, and I would do my due diligence and research before taking it myself, but even more so giving it to children who corona doesn't seem to be deadly for.
It's a big problem because a person should do research, but yes, because of the blocking and the censorship on the internet by Google and the rest of the companies, you can't actually get a fair idea of what's going on.
Yes.
One has to speak to people that are in the know, and not everybody, medical practitioner is reliable today. Some are part of the
system.
Of the system, and they'll give you not a good advice. So the thing is to do a wide spectrum search in terms of asking around. You hear somebody talking against it. Listen to him. Don't have to believe him. Listen to him. See if that person is making sense or not. And as you say, you should definitely when you go for the vaccine, as such, it's recommended for the older people that are vulnerable, but not for the young people. There's no vulnerability at all for the young people. There's no reason to put your child in danger when when there's no danger at all.
Research
is against danger,
but certainly no danger, lean that way. Yeah, people need to do their due diligence and get all the information that they can. But you have to understand also, listeners, that if your doctor is licensed and they are told by the health ministry that they are supposed to be pushing something, they're going to push it because that's what the directives are. And otherwise, God forbid, if they say something different, there's a possibility that they may lose their license. And it's happened to some doctors, I understand, that uh-huh. they've lost their license because they spoke out against the mainstream corona fighters or governments or systems or whatever you want to say. But again, do your own research, speak with your doctor, and make your own decision. All
it's
right.
A real sorry situation when a person has to be threatened to do something, and then you really know there may be a problem. If things were so good and so easy, why use the weapon of threatening somebody? Oh, yeah. There's something not right. Something smells drastically there.
Yeah, I want to say, Alan, that you had corona. I had corona. My 93-year-old father had corona. My 89-year-old mother had corona. My 7-month-old grandchild had corona that went through the entire family. It was like a flu, even easier than a flu for me, at least, because there was no nausea and throwing up. That's by me. It's already the big thing, you know. Sore throat, headache, weakness, achiness. But after four or five days, it was over, and that was it, you know. And thank God I don't have to get vaccinated now because I have natural antibodies, as you do.
Right. I'm in a situation as well, but I must tell you that I am in the danger zone. I've got all those background diseases that are threatening, threatening people's lives, and I was in very serious danger when I was first diagnosed with corona. My doctors, my friends, everybody went mad, and they said I should go to hospital immediately and don't take chances. I just took one thing. I took hydroxychloroquine. I managed to get the pills within days of being diagnosed. I took it, and I had it very easily.
With zinc and vitamin D.
Telso.
And C.
And we were a red town for 4 months. We were a red town. People were getting it left, right, and center. But I managed to obtain quite a decent amount of the hydroxychloroquine, and I gave it out free of charge to anybody that was getting ill. And in our whole town, in 4 months that we had the thing, not one person was admitted to hospital. Not one person from Telstar went to hospital that was given the hydroxy.
Okay, and I just want to preface this with this. This is not Alan Silver saying this, but this is a protocol followed by a doctor, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who has a website. You can go to, I think it's called VladimirZelenkoMD.com. If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yes.
And you can see his protocol there. So this is not Alan saying this. This is a doctor who has had huge success in curing people from coronavirus and saving lives. And in fact, I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, that he was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize even for his work.
And I would say to everybody who hasn't had corona and hasn't vaccinated, go to your local doctor and try and get him to give you a prescription for hydroxychloroquine. It's called Plaquenil, in Israel. And have it in this house. Have it in the house. It won't harm anybody. It's a pill that's been on the market for 65 years, has no real side effects. The side effects that the internet is speaking about are with high, very high doses. In fact, the lethal doses were given to people to prove that it's dangerous. And so for 65 years it was okay, and suddenly they're finding...
But not anymore. Now they're coming out. Even Fauci, yes, in his emails was saying that hydroxychloroquine was a very good treatment.
Yeah.
But again, I have to preface this with, you must speak with your doctor,
okay, right, yes,
and do your own research, and then you can make up your minds. All right. Well, listen, everybody should just stay healthy. By the way, you don't need hydroxychloroquine. You can go to the health food store and get something called quercetin, which I used because I did not use hydroxychloroquine. I couldn't get any. But we use quercetin with a Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, I think it's spelled. And that did it as well, with the zinc together and vitamin D and C. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. And again, if you want to know more about this and speak with your doctor about it, just go to Vladimir Zelenko, md.com, and he has his protocol there. You can look at it. You can show it with your doctor and discuss it with him or her. All right. Thank you for being with us, everybody. Thank you, Alan Silver. God bless you. Thank you for bringing these topics to the people, that we can read about these and do our own research. Thank you.
Everyone should stay well and do good. It should go to you.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling from the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.